worship today. Also point out to you that Scout Sunday will be next week. We'll be honoring our Scouts and Redeemers Troop 410. They will be serving breakfast actually next week from 8 o'clock up till the time of church, so come a little early. They will take up a free will offering to help defray expenses. That will be back in our fellowship hall. Jim, you wanted to talk.
Thank you for the plug for Paul Scholars. We do appreciate you being there. My announcement has to do with hymn 538. It's a new hymn, and we're going to learn it, and it's very easy to get. It's not hard song. It's fun. It's sort of a Hispanic background. And the way that it's written makes it easy to learn, because the choir will say two lines, and then repeat that. So you hear it, and then you repeat back. And then they'll do the next section, and then you repeat back. Okay?
Some concern has been expressed to me about sharing the peace in the midst of this flu season. So I just want you to know, Paul, can I use you for a sample? It's okay if you want to just bump elbows or something, okay? Shaking hands might be a little iffy in the midst of all this. You can wave, you can talk, you can, but bumping, you can peace, bumping elbow. This is just a time to be a little careful about that. Preston Smith, would you come up here? Yes, sir. He's looking at me like, what is this? For the past 2 years, both 2016 and 2017, Preston has served as our council president. And we always like to say thank you for that. And one of the ways we do that, if you've never been to a council meeting, we have a candle that we light to remind us of Christ's presence in that place as we meet together. And it has a raised wax symbol on it. And so when we have our council members, council presidents retire, we like to present them. Doesn't that look nice? Yeah. Thank you. Last but not least, it's Sarah.
For the National Youth Gathering, and we are so excited about the opportunity to gather
Hey, Sarah.
You know, it's kind of nice to pick up work.
Hey, Sarah. Since our announcements were so long, would you mind terribly if I don't ask you any questions today? Okay. Let us prepare for our worship. Please rise. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who stretches out the heavens, who sends light to the nations, who gives breath to us all. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Loving God, we confess that we have turned from your way to follow our own ways. Forgive us for the times we have spoken or acted too quickly. We have not spoken or acted at all. We have hurt those closest to us. We have hurt those we have yet to know. We have thought more about ourselves than others. We have thought less of ourselves than we ought. Turn us around and give us a fresh start so that we can live again as your children. Amen. Even when we have done wrong, God makes us right. Even when we have messed up, God puts us together. God's love never runs out. God never tires of calling us beloved children. Hear God say to you now, your sins are forgiven. For the sake of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.
grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace let us pray to our
Lord have mercy.
Offer the peace from above and for our salvation. Let us pray to our Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. And praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Compassionate God, you gather the whole universe into your radiant presence and continually reveal your Son as our Savior. Bring wholeness to all that is broken and speak truth to us in our confusion, that all creation will see and know your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
Thank you. A reading from Deuteronomy. The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from among your own people. You shall heed such a prophet. This is what you requested of the Lord your God at Horeb on the day of the assembly when you said, If I hear the voice of the Lord my God anymore, or ever see again this great fire, I will die. Then the Lord replied to me, They are right in what they have said. I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their own people. I will put my words in the mouth of the prophet, who shall speak to them everything that I command. Anyone who does not heed the words that the prophet shall speak in my name, I myself will hold accountable. But any prophet who speaks in the name of other gods, or who presumes to speak in my name a word that I have not commanded the prophet to speak, that prophet shall die. The word of the Lord. Reading from 1 Corinthians. Now concerning food sacrificed to idols, we know that all of us possess knowledge. Knowledge puffs up, but love builds up. Anyone who claims to know something does not yet have the necessary knowledge, but anyone who loves God is known by him. Hence, as to the eating of food offered to idols, we know that no idol in the world really exists, and that there is no God but one. Indeed, even though there may be so-called gods in heaven or on earth, as in fact there are many gods and many lords, yet for us there is one God, the Father, from whom are all things and for whom we exist, and the one Lord Jesus Christ, through whom are all things and through whom we exist. It is not everyone, however, who has this knowledge. Since some have become so accustomed to idols until now, they still think of the food they eat as food offered to an idol, and their conscience, being weak, is defiled. Food will not bring us close to God. We are no worse off if we do not eat, and no better off if we do. But take care that this liberty of yours does not somehow become a stumbling block to the weak. For if others see you, who possess knowledge, eating in the temple of an idol, might they not, since their conscience is weak, be encouraged to the point of eating food sacrificed to idols? So by your knowledge, those weak believers for whom Christ died are destroyed. But when you thus sin against members of your family and wound their conscience when it is weak, you sin against Christ. Therefore, if food is a cause of their falling, I will never eat meat, so that I may not cause one of them to fall. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Gospel according to St. Mark, the first chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus and his disciples went to Capernaum, and when the Sabbath came, he entered the synagogue and taught. They were astounded at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. Just then there was in the synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be silent and come out of him." And the unclean spirit, convulsing him and crying with a loud voice, came out of him. They were all amazed and kept on asking one another, "What is this? A new teaching with authority. He commands even the unclean spirits and they obey him." At once his fame began to spread throughout the surrounding region of Galilee. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Well, I don't know what you would have said, but I don't think I would have said that. Maybe you've never really paid much attention to this tiny part of our gospel reading today, and that would be understandable with all the other dramatic events going on. But let me walk you through it again. The story takes place very early in the ministry of Jesus. He's called a few disciples, and this small ragtag group heads to the major crossroads town of Capernaum. When they get there, Jesus begins to preach, and as Mark tells it, they were astounded at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. Now that means a couple of things. First, I think it means that when you heard Jesus speak, his words bore the ring of truth. When you heard Jesus, you knew deep down that what you heard was right and from God. But that last part is also interesting, that part about not teaching like the scribes did. You see, other rabbis or teachers of the time would teach and support their viewpoint by citing other well-respected rabbis who had said similar things. But that doesn't seem to be how Jesus taught. He simply spoke from his own authority. And again, when you heard it, you knew it was truth. Just then a man who was possessed by an unclean spirit was there, and he cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But then Jesus rebuked the spirit and said, "Be silent and come out of him." And the man convulsed, and the spirit left him. Now here's the thing. If I were there that day and I was going to talk with others about what happened at the synagogue, I believe that this is what I would have talked about. I mean, it's not every day you see somebody exorcise a demon. In fact, I believe I would tell everyone I saw, and you couldn't keep me quiet about it. That's what I would have said. But that's not what the people of Capernaum said. Haven't you ever noticed that? All these events happen, and they are amazed, to be sure. But their response is, what is this? A new teaching and with authority. Suddenly, they're talking about his teaching and authority again. But you see, it's not really about the spectacular exorcism. They understood that casting out the unclean spirit was simply an outgrowth of the authority Jesus had. Notice this. When Jesus cast out the unclean spirit, he didn't make use of any elaborate rituals or special words like we might expect. He didn't wave his arms in the air or cast some sort of spell like we might expect. No, he simply looked over at the man with the unclean spirit and said, hush, now scram. And that's it. And the unclean spirit was gone. Now that's authority. The other thing that's really important here is that Jesus has just begun his ministry. Again, at this point, he's just called a few disciples, and that's about it. But right away, Jesus finds himself in the cosmic struggle between good and evil, not on the human realm, but on the spiritual realm. And right from the very beginning of his ministry, Jesus leaves no doubt about who will be victorious in that struggle. In that cosmic battle between good and evil, Jesus wins. Now that's authority. You see, those people in Capernaum realize that as spectacular as a small event of casting out an unclean spirit might be, the bigger story was that someone was among them who had a new kind of authority not seen before and who spoke the words of God. What is this? They asked themselves. Perhaps a better question. Who is this? Oh, Jesus, we know who you are, the Holy One of God. Amen.
Gathered together as God's people, we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Jesus, we come to you not because we are strong, but because we are weak. Not because we have any merits of our own, but because we need your mercy and help. Give us this day grace to keep your commandments, the wisdom to accept your guidance for life, the strength to obey your word, and the courage to walk your path. Lord, in your mercy, loving and forgiving God, we ask you to break our hearts of stone and remind us that Christ has lived and died for all. Guide us with your wisdom into a new relationship with one another. Enable us to be a new people, that we may leave the city of man and enter the city of God. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, we pray for you to heal our wounds. Enter into our midst and remind us of your compassion and love as we mourn the deaths of those who we have lost. Be the light for our path and keep those whom we remember before you now. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, we pray that you will guide our nation's leaders as they finish their gatherings this week. We pray for them to be led by your Spirit so that all citizens of the world can live in peace and prosperity. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray. Trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. The peace of Christ be with you always.
Also with you.
Let us greet our neighbors.
Got it.
Doing some. Yeah, pointing. Yeah. Peace be with you. Yeah. Peace. Peace to you. Peace be with you. Yeah. Peace. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Peace be with you, Lane. That's great. Peace be with you.
Thank you.
Merciful God, receive the gifts we bring, ourselves, our time, and our possessions. Through this meal, unite us as your body, shining with the light of your justice and mercy. For the sake of him who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. By the leading of a star, he was shown forth to all nations. In the waters of the Jordan, you proclaimed him your beloved Son. And in the miracle of water turned to wine, he revealed your glory. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. God, you are the life and light of all. By your powerful word, you created all things. Through the prophets, you called your people to be a light to the nations. Blessed are you for Jesus, your Son. He is your light, shining in our darkness and revealing to us your mercy and might. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his preaching and healing, his dying and rising, and his promise to come again, we await that day when all the universe will rejoice in your holy and life-giving light. By your Spirit, bless us and this meal, that refreshed with this heavenly food, we may be light for the world, revealing the brilliance of your Son. Through him, all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit, in your holy church, both now and forever. Amen. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you. body of Christ given for you. The blood of Christ shed for you.
the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen. Let us pray. O morning star, fair and bright, you have refreshed us again with heavenly food. You are our dearest treasure. Go with us now, today, tomorrow, and every day, that we tell the story of your never-ending love and sing your praise both now and forever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.